Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Kicking off a brand new segment for the show, I dare say this will be a recurring thing, not just a one and done. Bob's Month of Mail.
Wow.
Let's get a bit of music in this, actually. So, I'm the kind of person who forgets, but it's just such a hassle to go to the mailbox.
Which is hilarious because I've been to your house and you drive past the mailbox to get to your house.
I drive past and I keep going for like 20 or 30 metres. It's so far away. Oh, my goodness. So, what do we got? I'm going to skip the junk mail today.
There's a big stack of junk mail. What's that magazine? Sorry, yeah, I'm
intrigued. Apparently, I'm subscribed to the Australian Journal of Pharmacy, so I get a few of those.
I love that.
SA Motor magazine's in there as well.
A Voice for Pharmacy. I'm going to read that later. Carry on.
All right. Well, it might be the woman who used to own the house. Mm. I do have a bunch of letters for her. I don't know anyone named Haral, so...
It's a federal offence to open those. We'll leave them aside.
It is. I'll get them to her ASAP. Some election stuff, actually.
Oh.
Vote one, Damien Byers. Could have actually helped him out quite
a bit. If you'd actually...
But seen that and voted for him. Oh, it's like a little, the polling card, so you can get in there for quick and easy access.
You didn't take your easy state election polling card when you went in?
No, because I know my address.
You were one of those people who held them up. That's a scan and go situation.
Oh, no. And some important postal vote information.
Again, just the election, really, isn't it?
Could have saved myself
a
trip.
That happened a week ago.
Bad news, Brooke.
Okay.
There's fruit fly in the Riverland. Got a little warning to say it's been found in my area.
Yep, it really has. Can I see that flyer, actually?
Absolutely.
Intriguing.
News to me there.
There's rules here now what you're going to have to do because of this.
This might be some good stuff, actually, Brooke. This is from the government of South Australia. This is from Dipti. Oh. It's addressed to me. It's not to Haral, so...
That's something.
Hopefully, it is my driver's license or my warning that my driver's license is about to expire.
All right, well, let's get some suspense up in here.
Well, first, what have we got, Bob? Register to be an organ and tissue donor.
Okay.
Which I believe I already am. Okay, this is the slip to renew my driver's license.
Which you've already done.
Again, could have saved me a bit of time, the line at Services SA. And we got this guy as well. This is another one from Dipti. This is a shocking look at how I live my life.
I can't, but it's a mess. Like, your desk at the moment is just a mess.
It's not my license. It's a summation of my car registration.
You got to renew it. That's what that is.
Yes, I do need to renew it.
What date is it due? Come on.
I've already done it, but that was for March 2nd.
That's 3 weeks ago.
And look, that wraps it up. Got a Royal Flying Doctors having a campaign at the moment, or they might have at least a year ago when I last checked the mail.
It's only a matter of time, really, isn't it, before something
That'll
comes up
it.
That you really should have seen. What's that one? That looks official.
Get with the 20th century. Email me. And here we go. Happy ending. It's my new driver's license. It's blue instead of red because this is a full registered baby. It's got my actual address on there instead of 5 stickers. How about that?
Great job, Bob. I do really worry about you.
It's the moral of this story. Everything will eventually get to you in the end.
But also check your mail.
Agree to disagree.